This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Do you remember what your dad told you? He said, don't run that thing so fast. Don't turn so tight. Make sure you grease it before you head to the field. Yes, we were taught lessons on how to get as much use as possible out of the machines. And with the costs of farming being what they are today, many growers continue to hand down that wisdom that includes proper lubrication. With Mystic Lubricants to keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Mystic products like their legendary JT6 grease are specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or 3 decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your family's tradition for getting work done. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer on their website, mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. The people of Colorado are being warned they could have a problem the residents in California sometimes have. The fires could be followed by floods. Colorado's insurance commissioner is telling residents of the fire zones of that state to take out flood insurance. Nearly a third of the 47 wildfires now burning in the country are in Colorado. And the Weather Service is forecasting above-average precipitation over the western two-thirds of that state through the next 90 days. Sometimes you look at the load being hauled by a truck and you think, oh my, could that thing fall off? Police in Minnesota this week have been looking for the truck that was carrying an 800-pound boulder that measured about 3 feet by 3 feet. The rock fell from a truck and killed two women traveling the other direction in their Toyota Avalon. It happened in Rosemount, Minnesota. The driver of the car, Karen Christensen, was 67. Her daughter, Jenna Christensen, was 32. Both died at the scene. From This Week in Agribusiness, a University of Wisconsin expert says it is not likely that the milk processing in that state could be Walmartized the way it was in the Northeast U.S. He says the cheese production of Wisconsin should act as a buffer if Walmart wanted to bring its milk processing model to America's dairyland. Walmart has built its own milk plant in Northeast Indiana, severing agreements it had with many milk producers in the Northeast U.S. Professor Brian Gould says, for Wisconsin, beverage milk is not that important. It's a very minor share of the milk production that goes to fluid milk in America's dairyland. It didn't take them long. They've changed the name on the school gym at Jeffersonville, Indiana. You can see where the old letters were. Before this week, before the world changed for the man who founded the Papa John's pizza chain after he admitted using a racial slur. The mayor of Jeffersonville, Indiana, Mike Moore, said the city represents a very diverse community. Moore, who added that he knew John Schnatter when they were both growing up in Jeffersonville and considers him a friend, said, it was a tough decision, but I believe it was the right decision. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants, bringing you the JT6 grease. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.